back, everyone, for this Halloween podcast. Emily's out sick for this episode, so today I'm joined by Savannah.
Hi, everyone. I'm Savannah, and I'm one of the artists for the FHS newspaper, and I'm really excited to be here today.
In this episode, we'll be discussing Wrinkles the Clown. But before we start, we would like to thank FastCompany.com, TampaBay.com, TheWrap.com, NewYorkPost.com, and Inside Edition for the information presented in this episode.
Wrinkles the Clown is a retired veteran who did not want to spend his days playing golf nor shuffleboard. The idea of Wrinkles came when a pair of parents offered him a few $100s to scare their children.
The video of a man coming out from under a little girl's bed had surfaced on the internet in 2014. With his messy hair, droopy red smile, and black, dead eyes, Wrinkles the Clown had went viral and soon got more offers from parents. Now with this information, let's call Wrinkles. Alrighty, hit him up. You're cool.
Yeah, you're a cool clown.
We like your story.
Kind of scary. Not gonna lie. Too bad you didn't answer.
Yeah, we would love to talk to you. Not gonna lie. Well, you're featured on our podcast, so you're famous.
I mean, like he wasn't already
famous. Yeah, like he wasn't already famous. Thank you. That's all I have
to say.
Yeah,
okay. Well, bye.
Have a nice day. Okay, well, he didn't answer, but it's okay.
That's fine.
It's okay.
I mean, if he had answered, probably would have asked him, like, I don't know, why he's doing this and stuff.
That's true. Like, he did make flyers. Like, he made flyers, he made stickers, mm-hmm. He put them up all over the city.
How would you, like, get that idea? Like, I'm just gonna scare kids, you know, for fun, because I don't want to be, like, a lame old man. That's kind of funny.
I don't know how you would come up. Like, how would you come up with the idea? Like, I don't want to go play shuffleboard. I want to go scare kids. let me just make some flyers and do stuff. Like, I don't know.
Interesting man, Wrinkles.
Interesting man, Wrinkles. Man, just imagine, like, you see him.
Oh, God, I would cry.
The droopy red smile, black eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I might pass out.
I don't know what I would do. Fight or flight response would not kick in. It would be me paralyzed, just like from fear.
Just nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I would just let him come toward me, and would be like, well, time to die, I guess. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I would do. Leave what you would do in the comment section down below. I would love to know what you guys would do in that situation. Just a clown coming up to you, messy hair, droopy red smile, black, like, he drew, like, giant circles around his eyes.
And we've seen pictures of him, and this guy, he didn't look like a small man, he looked like a pretty big guy.
Yeah, he looked like,
just gross.
Like, he looked at least 6 foot.
Oh, yeah, no.
6 foot, broad shoulders, I can't talk.
And some places say he lives in Florida. And that just makes it crazier.
Florida people.
Now, with all this information, it's time for you guys to know this was all a hoax. Wrinkles the Clown is a social experiment designed to test how susceptible we are to internet hoaxes and how easy they are to construct. As tested in the documentary made by Michael Beach Nichols, the thought of Wrinkles the Clown was a myth and folklore on the internet which everyone started to believe.
Wrinkles did have a phone number parents could call, but he never took any of the jobs parents left on his voicemail. Nicholas admits to staging every scare, kidnapping, and creepy stance with friends and Wrinkles. The overall point of this experiment was to show the missing line between fact and fiction. The start of this phenomenon leads to the 2016 clown spread across the country as they tried to impersonate Wrinkles to keep up the myth and funny image of the clown.
Now, with this information in your head, it's time to tell you about one of the lesser-known creepy clown stories on the internet. Now, we are aware about the most infamous clown criminal, John Wayne Gacy, but we would like to cover more obscure stories.
This obscure story is about the Cold Case Clown. On May 26, 1990, in Wellington, Florida, Marlene Warren opened her door to find a bulb-nosed clown holding a bouquet of red and white flowers and two balloons. One of the balloons was decorated with a picture of Snow White. The clown shot her point-blank in the head, and she died at the hospital 2 days later. Warren's son saw the clown run to a white Chrysler LeBaron and was never seen again.
Warren's husband, Michael Warren, was a prime suspect in her death. When police searched his office, they found tampered evidence but nothing to connect him with his wife's murder. The other suspect was Michael Warren's lover due to an employee at a costume shop identifying her buying a costume before the murder. Neither was charged in the murder, and the case remains unsolved.
Imagine you're her son.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that'd be so scary. Seeing a freaking killer clown? That's just weird. Honestly, though, this seems kind of like a Forensic Files episode that I would want to watch.
I think this is, like, similar to a cold case episode I used to watch when I was little. Like, something, well, not like the clown part, but about, like, how it remains unsolved. Because someone did, he was wearing a mask, though, I think. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was a really good episode, and I was scared.
See, like, okay, growing up, people always were like, I'm really scared of clowns, right? And I never really got it.
Neither did I.
I didn't know that, like, they were, like, actual clowns that, like, did stuff like this.
My mom is scared of clowns. Like, she's so scared of clowns. And I never got it, so I was like, why would you be scared? But then as I thought deeper into it, I'm like, yeah, I guess you would be scared of clowns because you don't know the identity.
Yeah, you can't, like, tell who they are, I guess.
Yeah, the only way you could, well, you couldn't even tell by their body shape because everyone, like, some people have, like, similar body shapes.
Yeah, and also clowns,
and you can layer.
Yeah, they wear, like, those, you know, costumes. They've got, like, the big shoes.
The giant
stuff,
circle
like,
that goes around them. Yeah. Dude, no good technology was then.
So it would be harder to, like,
identify them.
Yeah.
That's just wild.
That would be so, like, that's, like, really sad, though. Like, coming home and, like, literally getting shot by a clown.
Yeah.
I think
it was the lover, though.
Yeah.
She probably was really jealous, because most cases are... Well, actually, I don't know if it's most cases, but in a lot of situations, lovers kill the affair's wife or husband because they want to be their only priority.
Yeah.
And I think it was the lover.
Oh,
everything
also,
ties her together. What?
Yeah, this was another Florida case. Another
a lot of Florida.
Florida. Dang,
Florida people
Florida.
Love clowns. Like me, I'm a clown. Alrighty, guys, thank you for listening in today on this special Halloween podcast, and we hope you really enjoyed it. Thank you, Savannah, for being here today in replace of Emily.
Thank you for having me.
Alrighty, guys, this is the Restroom Society signing off.